You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow!
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How are you doing?
This is the movie show.
On Active TV.
I'm Sesh.
My name's Rai.
And we are doing a film review. We're just hitting it off for the film review. This is not a 2025 film at all. And in fact, it's quite an old film.
We're going social.
Yeah. But we've been wanting to do this
we
film
have.
For like ages. I don't know why we just never got to it. Yeah, it's The Social Network. And this is our film review. It's a 2010 film. So 15 years later, we decided, you know, to jump on the bandwagon and be like, oh, what was that all about?
I rented this movie for 20 rand.
Are you serious?
$20.
Oh, wow.
Do the conversion, guys. Only $20. 19 rand 99, to be more specific.
There you go. So if you'd like to catch up 15 years later.
All the movies are.
Yes, yeah. So if you don't know what The Social Network is, it's a film about the story of Facebook and how it started and Mark Zuckerberg's his whole
drama.
Yeah, there was actually a lot that happened. But I think what was cool about this film was it shows the origins of Facebook, but it does it through the lens of legal battles and personal betrayals, because you start the film off like right at the beginning type of thing, and then as the film goes on, you start realizing, oh, we're also there's different timelines that we're following. So the one timeline is how Facebook started. The second timeline is the first legal battle that Mark was involved in. And then the third timeline is the second legal battle that Mark was involved with at the same time. So he was literally facing like...
spent most of his time facing legal battles.
Yeah. They were solved eventually. Mm. But it was crazy. Mm. But it was a clever way to tell the story. I actually thought that was a very clever way to tell the story. And then the whole film basically looks at ambition, friendship, greed, and the cost of innovation. Because Mark Zuckerberg is actually, I think it's still like this. I do think it's still like this. He is the youngest millionaire to ever have lived.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know. Mm. I don't think he's been overtaken yet. But up until this point, or when the film was made at least, they said he's the youngest millionaire. Also a dropout of...
university.
Yes. Mm. Which was? Not Stanford.
Harvard.
Harvard, thank you. He was a dropout of Harvard. But after Facebook did what Facebook did, Harvard still actually gave him his degree.
To a degree.
But I think it's because, like, he did, I mean, he achieved something incredible. So it's like they recognize the fact that even though he didn't complete one of their courses.
What was he studying? What was he doing? Do you think?
It was to do with coding
was,
and stuff
right?
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they still show you him in a lecture. Mm. Yeah. So the tagline for the film would be, you don't get 5 million friends without making a few enemies.
It's a good...
Yeah.
So that's the book title, hey?
No, the book. So this film is based on a book which is called The Accidental Millionaire.
Oh, that's it.
Yes.
That's the one I was.
And then also though, so I found this quite interesting, also quite weird though. This film, from a factual perspective, isn't 100% factual. So like in the film, the first thing that's not right is it portrays the fact that Mark was like almost spurred on to create Facebook because there was a girl that broke up with him, that hurt him. And then from there, he's like, even at the end of the movie, his driving force is almost to like regain that friendship.
Oh, yeah.
But now that girl doesn't actually exist. She was a fictional character. There was a breakup that he did have that apparently did. Then, you know, the whole face. What was it? Face mesh. Yes.
Mm.
The thing he created before he got the idea for Facebook, where basically what you do is you'd compare the looks of different girls in Harvard. So they'd pair two girls up against each other and then people would vote. And I think it crashed the Harvard network.
The network, yeah.
Yeah, because of how many people went on
the
site.
He was suspended.
Yeah.
Because of that.
So that, so a breakup did apparently spur that on, but by the time he started creating Facebook, he had apparently already met and was dating the woman that he married. I don't know if he's still married now, but that they don't portray in the film at all. Like, they don't even introduce the possibility that he had a fiance or a girlfriend or wife. So yeah. There's that. But there are still things that are accurate. But the reason this film, or one of the sources that was heavily used when writing the script of this film was Eduardo. He actually did like a whole lot of interviews and stuff like that, which you can see heavily impacted the film. So it's not a completely accurate turn of events. In fact, I actually thought this was quite funny. So apparently Mark Zuckerberg was not planning to watch the film. Like, he actually wasn't planning to watch the film. But then eventually he reportedly watched the film at Facebook's headquarters and commented, "The only thing they got right were my clothes." Like, they were painstakingly accurate when it came to his clothes. Like, they found the actual, like, shirts, everything, down to, like, the last detail.
Wow.
His clothing was accurate. And that's basically, according to Mark, that's
sure.
What was the most accurate thing in the film.
I heard some other things that might have been partially true. So, for example, the meeting that he rocked up in his pajamas.
Which he said he later regrets doing that.
Yeah. And there was something
Eduardo
else.
Eduardo did freeze. So there was an account that was set up. That account did freeze. What else was... the Apple Teeny thing, you know, the Justin Timberlake's character.
The whole thing with the chicken, the animal...
That wasn't...
Cruelty.
That wasn't... Eduardo wasn't involved in that.
Yeah.
So there was a thing on chickens and something or the other, but his name was never actually brought up in that.
So there might have been a few things, but which partially might not have really much impact on Facebook.
Yeah.
Too much. Except for the freezing accounts, though. That's quite
that did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, like, one of the it's this film's quite a it's not a feel
so,
good watch.
So if you want to look, if the movie's sitting in the center, and on one side you've got entertainment, and then on the other end you've got like a biography kind of thing, this leans more towards the entertainment.
But it's not feel good.
No.
Like, you don't get to the end of the movie and you're like, oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Like, what's interesting about it is that it really taps into the theme of the morality in success. So, like, can you be successful and not break your moral conduct?
Yeah.
Like, do you...
And I think the amount of greed there is for money and stuff like that, that's...
Although what's crazy about it is, if you see the way Mark was portrayed, Mark was never after... Like, he was more after prestige. And obviously money brings prestige. But even when, like, there was the whole thing of, no, let's put ads on Facebook, he was not prepared, even though that would have brought money in, he was not prepared to do it because he said it would make Facebook uncool.
Mm.
So, like, his driving force was not necessarily money. You see other people latching on and their greed. And, like, you know, like, you have the twins that were, like, he stole the idea.
Mm.
You have... Eduardo was... Shame, I do feel for him. Look, I don't know. I think the whole film is supposed to make you feel sorry for him. I think the way they set it up.
Right.
Yeah.
I see that. Yeah.
But apparently also, like, other things that they left out was when he was in New York, because at some points in the film you see that Mark and him, so they were business partners. When Facebook started, Mark had 70% and he had 30%. So they were the two founding fathers of Facebook. But then at one point they split. Mark went to work in California and he stayed in New York to try and get funding. While he was there, he did set up another business. And when he was trying to build up that business, he actually put ads on Facebook for that business, but he didn't get permission. So that they didn't show that in the film, which for me, I'm like, you can't do that. You do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't just put ads. Yeah, so he also was, But then also it's the whole thing on, like, even though Mark Zuckerberg is such a tech genius and he created something that is so social, first of all, he is extremely lonely. And secondly, he created something that's supposed to make people more social, but as social media's gone on in years, we've actually noticed that people have become less social because of social media. So it's quite a, yeah.
So is Facebook a social media?
I think it was like the first successful.
Yeah.
Because you had like, if you see in the film, a lot of the universities had these platforms, like chat platforms, chat forums that you could go on, but nothing like Facebook where you had a relationship status and where you could like post pictures and now like vlog your life and stuff like that.
Crazy.
And we wouldn't, I don't think we would have Instagram, TikTok, all of those things today if it weren't for Facebook. Facebook really
kicked off the idea.
Yeah. But the film in itself is a very good film. So even though it's like, it's not a feel-good, in fact, the ending's not a feel-good ending. I was actually watching a video where they were speaking about the four different types of endings that you get. And because all films are about a protagonist moving towards something that they feel they want. And in that, they will either have a positive arc or a negative arc of change. So for example, like if it's the origin story of a villain, that the villain wants something, but then you watch as the story progresses, there's this negative arc of change that then by the end of the movie, now you have Cruella de Vil type of thing.
Right.
Or in most films, you have a positive arc of change within a character. So like with this one, you see him moving towards what he wants, but then you also see like what he loses and what he has to sacrifice. Yeah. And was it worth it in the end?
Mm.
Yeah. But the guy that wrote the script is a man named Aaron Sorkin. And he's actually very well known for his sharp dialogue, which is that this is a very dialogue heavy film.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like the whole thing is just people talking. Yeah. Like that's literally what the whole thing is. He wrote the screenplay in a fast pace style that that mirrors the rapid rise of Facebook, which I thought was so clever because he showed like this is actually how quickly this thing took off. And then it's also worth noting that his preference for character driven over strictly factual storytelling. So I suppose that's why he didn't stick to the facts, because like it was kind of like where the story took him. And then the casting inside. So Jesse Eisenberg did such a good job. Like that man, many say he was born to play Mark Zuckerberg. He was so good. Like he really, really, really did a good job portraying Mark. I don't know. I think that's how Mark. Like I saw a couple of interviews with Mark and I was like, I think he did a good job.
Yeah, he seems to be very like not very expressive or not very, I don't know, there's a seriousness. There's just this like straightforward serious.
There's that genius factor where like they're not good with people. They're not good with people.
Yeah.
Like all of their gifting went into their geniusness and not into their social skills. Which is crazy because he still created something that was social. Yeah. Mm. But he apparently didn't actually meet Mark before portraying him. Instead, he studied interviews to emulate his mannerisms, which I think he did very...
I haven't watched much videos of Mark, so I'm actually interested to just go check out some
of the...
I think it would be very interesting.
He speaks... The way they did his dialogue, I think, was pretty accurate. Because even, like, at one point, he's like, if you invented Facebook, you would have invented Facebook. Like, he says stuff that's very, like, very sharp and, like, direct and straight to the point. And they did that well with the dialogue. Yeah. And then Armie Hammer. So, in the film, you have the Winklevoss twins.
Yeah.
And they were the ones that claimed that Mark stole the idea for Facebook from them, even though what they wanted to create was something that was more exclusive within only Harvard. He kind of just latched onto the idea and broadened it. But they then claimed that he stole, and in effect, he did pay them out. Then it was actually crazy. I was watching a video. So they sued him. Then he paid them out. Then later on, they were unhappy, so they like opened the case again, and they sued the lawyers that were representing him. The lawyers then sued them back. Then like they wanted to take it to the Supreme Court. Eventually, they were like, "Nope, you shouldn't have accepted the first settlement." That was the end. It was they said if you accepted the first, the fact that you accepted the first settlement means it's settled. But they actually went on to do the Beijing Olympics.
Oh.
I think they came seventh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, but Armie Hammer, one man, played both twins. So he actually did two roles in this.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. And then he did have a body double who was known as Josh Pence for, like, obviously if the two of them were walking together. But there was a scene where I looked and I was like, that's not Armie Hammer. Like, I think they... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what their choice for that was.
Maybe a bit of a rushed scene or something. Or
yeah, you could just see, like, they didn't do face rep. They'd often, what they would do is the other twin, like, when the two of them, the two guys were in the same shot, they would get the one to wear, like, a hat and sunglasses so that, like, obviously the two of them do look a little bit similar.
So you know exactly which one is the...
Yeah, but you can see that was their way out of
doing... I wonder if they would have done, like, a dual line kind of thing.
Probably.
So put the one in front, make him say his lines. Put the other one at the back, make him say his lines, and then you could
swap it.
And you could just kind of do like a replacement.
Yeah. And then obviously there were times where they would just show them in completely separate shots, so same room but separate
Which
shots.
Is probably the smart idea. Yeah. And then just cut to the double shot just now and then, just to make it believable.
Yeah. And then the director, so his name is David Fincher, and he's actually known. He's known for how meticulous he is when it comes to films. And he apparently made the actors perform each scene up to 99 times. Each scene. Because he wanted them to achieve like perfect rhythm and delivery.
That's hectic.
That's great. That's like,
that's hectic.
That's meticulous. Defined.
That's knowing your, that's just chucking your script away and just being like, I got this. I know this whole thing.
Yeah, after like
imagine watching the
40th time, you're just like,
if you watch the movie with those actors, they'll probably be like,
they'll probably like, no, definitely.
In fact, I'll put the sound off.
Yeah,
they'll know exactly.
They should do that. That's cool. Mm. But then the movie did do well. It won 3 Academy Oscars, including Best Adapted Screenplay for Sorkin. It's score by Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, who also received acclaim for his haunting modern tone.
Right.
Yeah. So they did win quite a couple of awards. And I thought this was very interesting. So apparently, after Sorkin was done with the script, it was too long. So the script was 178 pages in total. And the studio told him that he needed to cut at least 30 pages out. Now, how you work it is a page on a script is generally a minute of film. So if you're asking your writer to cut out 30 pages, you're asking them to cut out 30 minutes of the film. He and the director then spoke, and David actually decided to keep all of the pages. He told Sorkin to read all of them within 2 hours, and Sorkin succeeded. And that's why the dialogue in the opening scene starts when the studio's logo is shown. So they literally like started right off the bat, but then also they speak very fast. It's a very fast-paced... Like, if you look away for 2 minutes and come back, you're like, wait, what happened? Because, like, so much has happened in 2 minutes.
No wonder.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I still... I think it's clever that they did it the way they did it.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was it was an interesting film. It actually made me want to go watch, like, the Jobs movie, Steve Jobs movie.
Yeah.
And it reminded me also of, I don't know if you remember that movie, The Founder, with Michael Keaton. It was the whole thing on how McDonald's was stolen.
Oh, yeah.
From the original
founders. We did that, eh?
I feel like this film, there's a category of like, it's startup films. So like if you're a business owner or you founded something or you want to become a business owner or you're an entrepreneur, these are the type of films for you because they give you very good insights into like how other big companies have done it.
Yeah.
But it always ends like on a very...
It's always good to watch movies like that or read books. You know, the successful business. I know a lot of people read the Google book, the Google book.
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody knows which one I'm talking about, because you see, as you read through it, you see what they did, how they went through. They give you lots of ideas and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I must say, the fact that this movie wasn't fully true, I was kind of let down.
Me too.
Because it would have been nice, you know, it's nice looking at the history of things that are well known today.
Yeah.
So some movies that we've watched and you're like, yes, no, this movie was, although partially, you know, that they might have over-exaggerated one or two things. Basically, what is it? Based on true events.
Yeah, based on true events.
So even though you're like, okay, there wasn't really, you know, the day he got that scene where he got mugged, that didn't really, but it's nice to see, to watch a movie like this and then be like, Oh, so this is our Facebook start. Oh, interesting. Wow, I didn't know that he went through so many lawsuits and, you know, and his partner and, you know, all of this stuff that happened. It's cool to see. But now to find out that it's only, you're just like, oh, okay. All right. How did Faze? And then you go and really do your...
Yeah, then you have to like go and do research. Like, are they still exactly. friends?
So maybe we should watch that, the one with, what is his name? From Apple.
Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one would be cool. Yeah. But I agree with you. Like,
I think I'm going to Google first. Was, the Steve Jobs movie...
fully accurate.
Yeah, was it fully accurate? Yeah. Partially true. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool. Bing.
Because like even... I remember watching the movie Joy. I don't know if you remember the movie Joy with Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes, I do.
She was the one that invented the mop that you don't have to wring out with your hands. Instead, you use that contraption. Yeah. And the reason she got that idea was she was once on a boat and someone dropped over a glass and she had to mop up. There was, I think, wine inside, so she had to mop it up. But then when she wrung out the mop, the glass then cut her hands. And that's what sparked the idea for her to create this mop. Find but then something. You see shame, because her design, they almost stole the design. She had to fight over the patents and like everything. And then in the end, you see she actually starts giving opportunity to other inventors. Like that film, I remember loving that film. And I was so inspired after watching that film. Like that's one of those films where you watch a startup and it actually inspires you.
Yeah.
With this one, you like you watch it, but it pulls on your like conscience. Like you start thinking, like, is it worth it? Like friendships over, it's quite interesting. And what's interesting nowadays, especially with like founders. So I've looked a lot into like clothing company founders, and what they're doing a lot of is they'll actually like they do vlogs. And the reason they do vlogs is they want to kind of like they say they want to help at the like startups type of thing. But I think it's also very good marketing because you're showing people like into your business and how to do it, and it inspires people, and you know, you actually get like a very good followership out
of
that.
Solve a lot of problems that people have.
Yeah. So like it's quite interesting to see how like that's how like a lot of the new founders or owners are doing it now.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a podcast and I thought it was quite interesting. They were saying that the new businessmen are actually very athletic, which I thought was quite an interesting take. And there's a very, I'm not saying it's everyone, but there's a very broad majority of new businessmen, if you like look at millionaires now or people who are really rising up in terms of their companies, a lot of them are into fitness, and they all say if you can get your body fit, that will help you in like every area of your life, including your business.
Yeah.
So I think if you look at Mark's lifestyle, he was brilliant. He's a genius. But in terms of health, although I suppose he was better than the character that Justin Timberlake plays.
Yeah.
Because like that guy was all just about like living it up. And whereas he was into, coding And I suppose also they didn't show every area of his life, because apparently he did a lot of fencing. Like he really enjoyed fencing. And Jesse Eisenberg actually took a couple of fencing classes because he obviously was trying to, you know, emulate the character. And he realized that because Mark does fencing, it's actually greatly impacted his posture. And he actually understood why and how Mark like sits and stands and like just carries himself because of the fencing. So that means that, you know, if it's affected his posture, I mean, he must have done it quite a bit. So I suppose we can't go, you know, Mark was living a not as healthy lifestyle as the rest of the founders are today, because they don't show everything.
Yeah. At least he was fencing.
Yeah. Like that. He looks like someone that actually fences, because now that you think about it.
Because he had to defend himself court. So.
Wow. All right.
Think about it. Initiates the thought. Okay, if he comes like this, then I'm going to... Some of you got it. Comment below. I know you got it.
As in from a strategic perspective.
Exactly.
Yeah, no. That's what they're saying.
Exactly. It starts off the idea.
That's what they're saying, is that the whole thing of them being athletic helps them in business.
Yeah.
Like it changes, it does change your mental state.
But probably also from a discipline point of view, Yeah, because, you know, people don't always want to exercise or run, and then you run and there's a reward because you feel better afterwards. I'm sure that carries on into business and stuff, you know. I don't really want to write this code right now. I'm so tired I could go sleep right now, but, you know, if it gets done, yeah.
Yeah. In terms of, so this is my hypothesis of the film.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoy watching films just to watch films, you're probably not going to like this film. Mm-mm. Just because it doesn't, it's not that it doesn't end well. It just, you know, you're like, oh, damn,
it's like,
what happened?
It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, you're like, oh, flip. But from a filmmaking perspective, it's a very, very good film. Mm. And like even the beginning of the film is very strong. Like the way it starts off, it's very fast paced, but it gets you in it straight away.
Mm.
And the way they do so, how they do it in this one is he has the breakup. And because he has the breakup, he then goes home and he starts creating this to try and deal with this breakup. First, he blogs some stupid things. Like that dude, like that was just really dumb. At first, I thought he was just journaling, like, you know, like personally to himself. You know how people like just journal to get their thoughts out. Then I realized, damn, this thing's publishing these things. What is he doing? And then while blogging, he then starts creating this face mash thing. And the way they show the juxtaposition between him creating it, him blogging, people going on, it growing, like, that was more fast paced. So I think what actually happened was it took 4 days, and then only in this one they show that over a night, like, hey. Yeah. So, yeah. But like that was done very well. And also the way they did, like, they'd be in the lawsuit discussion, and then they, instead of like him explaining what happened, they'd go back in time, but then they'd also come back, like the part where they speak about how the shares of Eduardo got what's the term, not washed down,
that one,
something with a D, not dissolved, diluted, I think the term's diluted.
That one.
They were like, they kept coming back to him saying, and how much did his shares get diluted? Nothing. How much did his shares? Yeah.
Dissatisfaction.
Yeah. And I know that scene where he walks up to Mark and throws his laptop down. That's a very well-known scene. Yeah.
I was like,
like, I've seen that scene already.
Yeah. Painful.
Yeah. So that's The Social Network. Mm. It was quite interesting. It was it was an interesting watch.
Wanted to watch it for a long time. We watched it, and yeah.
It's an interesting.
Mm. I'm sure coming up somewhere in this year, we'll do the Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that the one that was played by, what is his name?
Ashton.
It is Ashton, yeah.
And he still got, he had to go to your hospital because he did the fruitarian diets that Steve Jobs did and ended up in hospital.
Yeah.
And Steve Jobs died from pancreatic cancer. Something happened with his pancreas, so
that's going to be an interesting
watch. You know
what
would be cool, though, with this is if they actually did a sequel, because they can do a sequel, because it's 15 years later. I mean, think about how different Facebook is in 2025 to 2010. I mean, you have Meta. Mm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, all of that. Now Facebook owns WhatsApp and Instagram. WhatsApp, and what else do they own?
Like
a lot. Mm. So, like, for me, though, they must get, they must get Jesse to come back.
It's pretty crazy because that whole thing, I don't know if it was probably about 2 years ago, within the last 2 years, where the US, I think it was the US government, guys, you can correct me on this, but on who did it, but I'll tell you what happened. Like the US government called like some of the top tech companies. You're sitting with like Google, you're like sitting with Amazon, and then there's Mark as well. So understand like where he is, you know, it's not just some app owner.
No, that guy, he's insane.
Exactly.
So they should do a sequel. They can call it The Social Network.
And they can start it off with that scene where he's sitting there. And they're like, you by law should. And then, you know.
They actually should do that. Sorkin. What? That's the writer's name. And David, you can. Yeah, Aaron and David.
Go ahead.
We give you the green light.
Yeah. And comment below if you would watch such movies.
I would watch it. I actually would watch it. Yeah. I'd be interested to. Because also, the way the film ended, it wasn't actually. Mm. I think that's the biggest thing. It didn't end. Mm. Like, it kind of leaves it out in the open.
Can even start it 15 years later. Black screen 15 years later.
And then they can work.
Fade in.
They can like work. They can go back and tell.
I can see
points.
The long shot busy panning across, you know, that room with the senators and all of that.
They need to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, last fact. So, you know, I don't know if you picked it up in the beginning of the movie. They asked about an actor who apparently was at Harvard that got on. They were like, even this actor's gotten on to Facebook. Mm. That was Natalie Portman. So they didn't mention it in the film, but that was Natalie Portman.
Who's Natalie Portman?
You don't know who Natalie Portman is?
I know faces, eh?
The love interest in Thor.
Oh. There we
go. I don't like her. That's terrible to say. But I'm not a big fan of her.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but anyway, that was the
surface. Wait, was that true or was that fact or fiction?
No, that was fact.
Oh, okay.
So, let me read it to
you. Oh, cool.
So, what happened was... In the beginning,
we need an interview now. I remember back in the day. Yeah, I remember.
Would they actually bring Natalie?
Her telling the story of her first interaction on Facebook.
So, despite one of the depositions, it is mentioned that the invention of Facebook made Mark Zuckerberg the biggest thing on campus. That included 90 Nobel laureates, 15 Pulitzer Prize winners, two future Olympians, and a movie star. One of the lawyers then asked who was the movie star. The response is, does it matter? The movie star was, in fact, Natalie Portman, who was enrolled at Harvard in 1999 to 2003 at the same time as Mark. She invited Aaron Sorkin to a dinner party with her at Harvard. Aaron is the writer. So he was invited to a dinner party with her Harvard friends to provide him some inside information on the school's social life at the time Facebook was created. So she was actually also involved in...
That's cool. People were close to the story.
That is cool.
I'm sure a lot of people watching the movie were like... No.
I was like, wait, who's the actor? They just moved on. So like,
No, that's not how it happened. I don't... No? No.
I think they showed how Harvard is, though, that like the lifestyle within. I think they did. Mm. They showed that off pretty well.
So Mark's clothes and...
Mark's clothes.
And the lifestyle.
If you ever wondered how Mark Zuckerberg dressed, this film will show you perfectly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go watch it now.
This has been The Movie Show.
On Active TV.
Until next week.
Cheers.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.